After contaminants, including mold and bat guano, were found in the north part of the former shopping mall, the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation moved out last year and the property faced foreclosure. Now, Orlando-based Crossman & Company has been named by Leon Circuit Court as receiver. Crossman's Bruce Lyon says the top priority now is to keep the largest remaining tenant, the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, on site and paying rent.
I think that really goes a long way towards stabilizing the whole center, not just the south end, but opens up options for the north end as well that, again, that we'll be looking at later this summer once we have a game plan.
At least for now, Lyon says wholesale demolition of the mall, although still an option, doesn't appear inevitable or even desirable. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.